With his military service behind him and a college education in his pocket, George and Barbara, with their first son, 2-year-old George W. Bush, begin a new life. In a letter, George wrote,
"I have this chance to go with Neil Mallon's Dresser Industries, perhaps to Texas. They make equipment for the oil and gas industries. Texas would be new and exciting for a while."
So, the day after graduation, George headed for Odessa, Texas, in a little 2-door red Studebaker, a graduation present from his mom and dad.
This restored 1947 Studebaker is identical to the one that George drives nearly 2,000 miles to Texas, where he starts his professional career as a salesman in the oil industry. After a year in Odessa, the Bush family moves briefly to California when he is transferred there for work. They then return to West Texas, this time settling in the oil boom town of Midland, 20 miles east of Odessa.
Our very first house, it was located on East Maple Street in a section of town called Easter Egg Row. Every brand new identical house was painted a different wild color and cost just under $8,000. We loved that marvelous little home. We, especially George, had been such a part of the community, raising money for the church and the little theater, helping establish the first Midland YMCA, and starting a bank, building the Republican Party, including twice heading the Eisenhower-Nixon campaigns, working for the cancer cause, serving on the United Way board.
Do you want to get a peek at the Bush children growing up? If you do, enter 62 and press play now.